Hello, my name is Eli Fisher, and I'm here to show you how to recover an Azure SQL database using our GeoRestore capability with the Azure PowerShell. The first thing I wanted to mention is that with all service tiers, we automatically take geo-redundant backups of your database. And the best part is, there's no additional cost for retaining the backup copies of your database. This means if an earthquake damaged a data center, making your databases unavailable, you could recover those databases with GeoRestore to another region at no extra cost. Let's begin. First, we will get our list of recoverable databases. To do this, we will use the get Azure SQL recoverable database command. You will need to specify the server name of the server you want to recover the database from. Next, we will select the database we want to recover from. To do this, we will use the get Azure SQL recoverable database command. For getting the specific database we want to recover from, you will need to specify the server from where it is located on, and the database name of the database we are recovering from. In this example, I will be recovering the database named GeoRestoreDB. Now we can begin our recovery. To do this, we will use the start Azure SQL database recovery command. For this command, you will need to specify the source database we are recovering from, the target server name where we are recovering to, and the target database name we are recovering to. I would also like to note I store the result of this command into a variable called recovery request. This is because the result contains the recovery request ID, which we will need to use for tracking the status of the recovery. Now that our recovery has begun, let's track it. To do this, we will use the get Azure SQL database operation command. We will need to specify the server name of the server we are recovering to. And for the operation GUID, we will use the ID stored in the recovery request variable we created in the previous step. You can use the status and percentage complete fields to see the status of the recovery. As you can see, in this example, the recovery is already completed. If you would like to learn more about Azure SQL Database Backup and Restore capabilities, visit the Azure SQL Database Backup Restore page on MSDN. Thanks for watching.